The debate touched on healthcare, education, energy, and, of course, the need for more jobs.
The first thing we need is change the culture of government and the attitude to make sure that state government treats our small businesses and all businesses as a customer as opposed to an adversary.
Republican former Charlotte Mayor Pat McCrory there launching into his jobs plan for the state, which includes getting rid of regulations that hinder growth and reforming the tax system. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Walter Dalton rattled off his own plan, which includes investing in research and giving tax breaks to companies that hire people who've been out of work for a long time. And then he took aim at McCrory.
He has a tax benefit for people worth more than $5 million. He would have the biggest corporations paying no tax in North Carolina. He wants to reallocate that and shift it to the middle class, our working families, our senior citizens on fixed income. And I don't think that's going to create any jobs whatsoever.
McCrory came back.
Well, to respond to the criticism, there's only one person up here who's proposed new taxes, and that is the lieutenant governor along with Governor Perdue, when just 3-4 months ago they were recommending a 15% sales tax increase during the toughest recession that most citizens have ever seen in North Carolina.
Dalton has since dropped his support for a temporary boost in the sales tax. Neither candidate would say exactly what income tax rate they would like to see in North Carolina. And that's largely how the hour went. The candidates spent a lot of time twisting each other's words and offered only occasional specifics of their own. On the topic of funding for education, McCrory said he'll focus on getting better results out of our schools rather than finding more money for them. Dalton promised to restore state funding that was cut from education in recent years.
It has been cut too deeply. He says it's not a matter of new money. You're not going to improve education by being near the bottom of the list on per pupil spending for our students.
McCrory replied,
well, first of all, during the first 2 years of the Perdue-Dalton administration, he supported cutting education. It was a major part of the budget. He also cut education when he was budget chairman in the Senate. So the rhetoric does not match the real facts.
And again, we need to focus on results in education, not the budget, said McCrory. Dalton came back with this clarification.
I would like to say he talks about the Perdue-Dalton administration. We are elected separately. I have not had the steering wheel, but I will tell you when he talks about performance, for the last 10 years, North Carolina has improved its graduation rate. We're making progress, but those cuts did not help.
As you heard, McCrory is working hard to tie Dalton to Governor Bev Perdue, who is so unpopular she decided not to run for re-election. Dalton paints McCrory as an advocate for big business, not the working class. Both campaigns hoped their first debate wouldn't be overshadowed by the night's main event, which happened an hour later, the first presidential debate of the season. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.